I was a straight stalker. Once the waitress told me the celebrity that was staying at the Holiday Inn Express next to the restaurant, I must have driven by that Holiday Inn and pulled into the parking lot and slowly circled like 27 times looking for him.
You know what? I mean, I never got the resolution to this story. So did you see him?
No.
I wouldn't think so.
So here's what happened. And again, I don't know if this is true or not. Every year I go to Ocean City, Maryland. It's like I've been going there since I was a little kid. And they do this huge fishing tournament. They have a huge fishing tournament.
Sure.
And Michael Jordan always allegedly is part of this fishing tournament, which I believe because it's a big one, right? And like the winning payoff is like millions of dollars. So
I don't think it's about the money for him. He just likes to win.
It's a competition thing. That's what my husband said too. But anyway, so the restaurant that we go to, one of our favorites, is right where they come in to bring all the fish. And it's like on the water there.
Okay.
And
so the dock area. Yes.
So the waitress tells me that Michael Jordan always wants to be as close to his boat as possible. So he stays next door at the Holiday Inn Express. And I go, no. No. Like, there is no world where Michael Jordan stays at the $82 a night Holiday Inn Express that's next door. Like, I would stay at the Holiday Inn Express without a problem.
Right.
But Michael Jordan doesn't stay there. And she insisted. She's like, yeah, no, he was just here. Yeah, he stays up there. He stays in the suite. I go, no, first of all, no. Like, since when does Holiday Inn even have a suite, right?
Yeah. I mean, they have like one of those suites, but I think it just means like you get a couch, right? It's just like, you know, 1.5 size of the regular room there. You might get an extra bathrobe in there. I mean, if they know Michael Jordan's coming, they might stick a couple extra things in there, but they can't knock down walls for the man.
That's what I said. And I was like, you know, I know you see celebrities in weird places sometimes because they have no other choice at some periods of time. But like, I just found it so hard to fathom that he was staying there.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe if it's the closest thing, right? And you just have the urge to get off your boat. I mean, if it's docked anyways.
I guess.
I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you see him in weird spots.
Where did you, like, the weirdest place you saw a celebrity?
I have seen a lot of celebrities in weird places. I used to work in an amusement park and then obviously being in the business for a while. But as far as like regular spots, so Timothy Oliphant, he was in Deadwood, Boba Fett, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He's Justified, Santa Clarita Diet with Drew Barrymore. When I lived in Vegas, I went into the phone store and I had just, you know, there was something wrong with my phone or whatever. And here he was in there talking with the person at the phone store, trying to recover his data because some girl had stolen his phone at a party the night before.
Oh, that's funny.
And he's like 6'5". He's a really tall guy.
Yeah.
He was in there and he was just, you know, but he sounded just like any other person trying to be like, oh my God, I can't believe I put this down. You know, what do you think? Getting impatient because it takes 3 hours for some reason to back up from the cloud or whatever.
Yeah.
But he was totally cool with me. And I walked in, I was like, hey, you're that guy. He's like, I am that guy. Don't ever put your phone down.
It's weird that you even recognized him. I feel like a lot of times when you see celebrities
in a regular spot,
you never know it's them.
Well, I mean, again, because he's tall and I was a fan of some of his shows, you know, I saw him there. I met Lorenzo Lamas in a bathroom, but he wasn't using the bathroom. He was like standing in the corner of the bathroom.
Just doing what?
I thought he was a creeper. So I was using the bathroom when I worked at Six Flags and I thought he was a creeper. And I was like, hey, man. And then he turned around and I recognized him. I was like, you know, we can get security for you. He's like, no, I'm cool. Even he knew he was sea level. So he didn't really need security.
Well, while you were talking about this, I had to Google, who is Lorenzo Lamas?
Right.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-330-9999. Did you ever see like a celebrity in a strange, odd, normal place? Where was it? With DoorDash, you can order it all. Use the app or shop online at DoorDash.com with promo code ORDER22 for 50% off your first order. Get more from your neighborhood with DoorDash. You know, they always say celebrities, they're just like us. But like, are they really?
Usually not.
Right. But every once in a while, you'll see a celebrity in the most normal place. And you don't even recognize them at first because you're like, what are you doing here at Walmart? You know?
I used to work at a restaurant in an amusement park. Both Bobby and Whitney came in together. And Michael Jackson came in. Michael Jackson, he had the chicken sandwich.
Did he really?
Yeah, but I didn't get to see him. Nobody was allowed to see Michael Jackson there.
So where did he sit?
They kept him upstairs, and he had like a serving team of just three people. That was it.
Where's the strangest place you saw a celebrity? 1-800-330-9999. Tom.
Yeah, so I used to live in New York City, and I would wear sandwich boards for just like random stuff. And one day I was standing and all of a sudden all these barricades came up around me and I was like, what's going on? And this Lincoln car pulled up and out came Aretha Franklin, head-to-toe fur, with half an eaten hot dog. And she said, she owned it, was like, hey, y'all, point, you know, pose for pictures, and then they took her away, and then everything disappeared. It was like a brief moment.
I want to imagine Aretha Franklin with a half-eaten hot dog all the time.
The queen of soul.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Give me that.
Yeah. I also love hot dogs. Great.
That's fantastic. I love the fact that the whole party, it blows in like the wind, and then it's gone, just like a magic carpet ride.
True story. And if you didn't see it, you missed it.
Right.
Like, if you didn't see it, you missed it.
Right. They're professionals. They move so fast, it's like it didn't even happen.
Alexis, what celebrity did you see in a strange place?
I was in the bathroom. I was in the stall, and then I heard America Ferrera, and I recognized her voice because I'm a huge fan. And so I started trying to, like, pee faster because I really wanted to meet her. And then, yeah, we met. We met at the sink. We were both washing our hands. Take a picture with her. And
in the bathroom?
In the bathroom.
That's awkward.
Right. That's another question.
Like, I'm washing my hands.
Yeah, like, where is it inappropriate to ask somebody for a picture?
I would think okay, bathroom I'm so is sorry. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, my God. You speed up your peeing. Sped it up. I love it.
What? Like, where were you? What was the public bathroom that you were at? Because, I mean, ironically, to run into America Ferrera, I mean, she's, don't get me wrong, she's a huge star, but for you to recognize her voice and to be that big of a fan that you would see her, were you stalking her? Where were you guys?
I was living in L.A. at the time, and it was sort of an activist event. That's where it happened.
Oh, well, that makes a lot more sense. Yeah. Jacob, celebrity you saw in a weird place. Where was it?
I was at a shopping mall when I saw Stevie Wonder. I don't think he saw me, but that was kind of cool.
That's wrong, man.
I mean, is that a real thing, or are you just making jokes?
That's real. That's real.
Who was he shopping for? I feel like it's weird when you see people shopping, famous people, because you're always trying to see what they're buying, right?
Sometimes they just walk around places, just like regular people.
I know somebody that saw John Mayer at a Costco. And I was like, are you sure? She's like, I swear it was him. And I was like, are you sure? Because I'm like, what is John Mayer buying at Costco? But I guess he's got to buy his stuff somewhere.
Listen,
right?
That spinach and artichoke dip is legit.
Mm.
It's the only thing I bought when my wife went away on break. I was like, let me get a little bit of that.
6 pounds of it.
I ate it for 2 days.
Oh,
maybe John Mayer's the same when he's in the studio.
Mm.
Little inspiration.
All right. Where did you see a famous person that was totally normal and a little bit awkward to you? Because you're like, what are you doing here? 1-800-330-9999. Celebrities are just like you and me. Just kidding. No, they're not. They're nothing like you and me. But randomly, you see super famous people in the most normal of places and it throws you off. Where was the place that was totally normal that you saw a celebrity? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I actually saw three. I used to work at the Ruby Tuesdays, and Michael Irvin came in, Jesse James and Sandra Bullock.
What?
And then Manute Bol.
I mean, Jesse James and Sandra Bullock, I mean, that's like when they were together, that's an A-list, top-of-the-line couple right there, Hollywood. And I have been to that Ruby Tuesday, sir, and that salad bar sucks. I mean, I have a Ruby's near my house, and I don't want to tear on Ruby's. They got their own financial problems right now, all right?
Yeah.
There's good people working there, but that Ruby's sucks, man.
And you know that Sandra Bullock tips well, and Jesse does not.
They need to clean that place.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you, they need to clean that Ruby's. I'll tell you right now, it is filthy. It is filthy, sir.
Julie, where did you see a celebrity?
So I was in Mykonos, Greece, and walking into a jewelry store, and walking out was Angelina Jolie.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Wow.
She certainly is beautiful.
Yeah, she's also the devil.
And smiled just as she walked past me.
Yeah, she's also Satan.
What did she buy? I wonder what she bought.
Everything. She bought Greece. Yeah. And then she divorced it and sold it to somebody else. And then she dragged it out in court for the next 20 years. We all know.
I don't know, but she certainly was beautiful.
Was she friendly? Did she say hello?
No, she just looked up and smiled and walked past me and then went out and everyone was looking down the walkway where she was walking. In a big yellow dress on.
I want to imagine that if my wife saw Angelina Jolie walking out of a store, I have to buy something in that store. Because she then believes inherently that she's somewhat like Angelina Jolie. Sounds like an expensive day for me.
Yeah.
Kathy, where did you see somebody famous that was random?
So we were in New York just walking down the street, and we saw Rod Stewart and Rachel Hunter.
Wow.
And they were shopping for a lasagna pan.
They were what?
They were shopping for a lasagna pan?
They were window shopping for a lasagna pan.
We're having lasagna tonight.
I think the other one is bigger.
That's crazy. Rod Stewart's a wild one, man.
I mean, he was looking for lasagna.
Did you see, like, and his women, like, they're always, it's, like, kind of normal, but he's super rich and famous. Like, his current wife is a cop in London, and she's been working the queen queue.
But how do you window shop for a lasagna pan?
Well, you know, I mean, they've got a lot of variety in the city, I guess.
Out the window, and they were just discussing which lasagna pan they were going to get.
Right, they were like, this one looks good. Right. The other person's like, I don't know, I kind of like this one.
Let's go back three blocks and look at the other one that we saw in that window.